Earlier this summer, it was reported that the names of several nonprofit groups had been used in a lobbying campaign falsely, expressing opposition to climate change legislation then pending in the House of Representatives. Today, representatives from some of those advocacy groups announced a new telephone hotline to help people to fight against what the groups call polluters and their lobbyists. Adam Colton is the Director of Congressional and Federal Affairs for the National Wildlife Federation.
We all know too well by now a subcontractor for the American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity sent more than a dozen forged and fraudulent letters to members of Congress in opposition to the American Clean Energy and Security Act. ACCC and its subcontractor, Bonner Associates, are now under investigation by the House Select Committee on Global Warming and Energy Independence. We hope this investigation uncovers the full extent of the wrongdoing, but we fear we may only have seen the tip of the iceberg.
By that, Colton referred to the recently leaked memo emanating from the American Petroleum Institute urging employees to attend town hall meetings protesting the cap-and-trade legislation, such as what occurred last week in Ybor City. Colton said he and several other groups were today unveiling the polluter fraud hotline.
Citizens calling 866-363-4648 will have the option of reporting if they themselves were a victim of forged letters or have knowledge of one. If they have knowledge of or witnessed an event staged by the American Petroleum Institute or oil or other coal interests under the guise of being a true citizen grassroots event. If they were coerced to attend such an event or denied access to one. If they are energy company employees or contractors and want to leave a tip about unethical or possible legal activity. Or if they want to report other instances of fraud or deceptive tactics, including misleading ads, mailings, or calls they may have received.
Hillary Shelton is with the NAACP.
We are absolutely appalled that someone would circumvent the democratic process with a small d, the democratic process of citizens participating in what happens in our government by actually falsifying and providing this manufactured, disingenuous, and misleading information about the positions of these American citizens.
And Shelton said the NAACP is calling for congressional hearings on what Bonner and Associates have done.
We would want hearings to be able to not only see that information collected in one point, but also to educate the American people and the Congress on these kinds of activities, again, as a precursor to moving forward in what should be some solid legislation to prevent this from happening again.
Massachusetts Democratic Representative Ed Markey has said he wants to investigate the campaign by Bonner and Associates. Linda Hallman is the executive director with the American Association of University Women. She called what Bonner and Associates has done outrageous.
Corporate lobbyists with very deep pockets manufactured a non-existent Charlottesville AAUW branch and used AAUW's national logo. That was stunning to us. Later we learned that the woman whose name was forged on the letter is deceased, well before the cap-and-trade bill was ever considered.
Mary Ann Hitt is deputy director of the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign. She's worked over the past decade in Appalachia on issues regarding mountaintop removal. The Sierra Club has asked the Justice Department to file criminal charges against Bonner and Associates.
We think that this tip line is very important. We fear that the recent tactics that have come to light could just be the tip of the iceberg, given what we've seen in other parts of the country. We think it's very important that we ensure a fair and honest debate and a level playing field.
Dan Weiss is a senior fellow with the Center for American Progress Action Fund based in Washington.
Say that AstroTurf grassroots efforts may make for good television, but for very unhealthy, dangerous energy policy. Big Oil has spent in the first 6 months of 2009 $80 million on lobbying, and it's important to note that any of these AstroTurf activities does not count as part of that total.